I'm sure it is no new news that last week the names of Beyonce and Jay-Z's newly born twins were announced as Sir and Rumi Carter. With countless articles, Facebook posts, and rumors claiming that the couple filed for a trademark on these names, the public was in awe of these names of the baby of these babies. This is not something new. Whether it be North and Saint West or Prince George and Princess Charlotte, audiences worldwide are always swept up in anticipation of finding out the names of their favorite celebrity children. But why do we care so much? And why is it that celebrity babies are always ending up with uncommon names like Apple and River Rocket? Joining us on the line to discuss this is Dr. Jason Sternberg, Senior Lecturer in Journalism, Media and Communications at the Queensland University of Technology. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Joel. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
I got to ask, why was there so much attention surrounding the birth of Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins and the revealing of their names?
I think it's fair to say that in the world of popular culture, Beyonce and Jay-Z are really like, I was going to say American royalty, but I think pop culture royalty in general. So as you said, like with the birth of a royal baby, there's enormous interest in the names that they're going to be given. So I think it just carried across. Jay-Z and Beyonce are not only enormously popular as performers, but they're pretty influential people in American society. All the way up to the previous president, Barack Obama, of course, he courted both of them extensively. So, you know, like the birth of a royal baby, we've got that level of really intense interest.
Yeah, I mean, you say that Beyonce and Jay-Z are pretty much royalty in their own right, but you know, it's pretty much all celebrities that we care about. Why do you think we care about the names of their children?
I think. The reason why we invest so much attention in the names of celebrity children is, first of all, they usually give them pretty wacky names. And, you know, we've seen that here with Rumi and Sir. But, you know, the reason why celebrities are celebrities, beyond the fact that they're, you know, usually really quite talented people, as Beyonce and Jay-Z are, celebrities attract attention because we like, as you know, consumers of the media, we like to invest our own lives in them and use them as kind of a sounding board. So, you know, the names that people like Beyonce and Jay-Z give their kids, you know, really work as sort of, you know, trend indicators for possible names for our own children in wider society, although that might be a bit hard this time because they've been trademarked, of course, the kids' names.
Trademarking a name is just the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. So you say that, you know, it, possibly down the line we may be naming our children with similar sort of names. But on the other side of it, do you think maybe it's, you know, for extra attention?
I think certainly celebrities will name their children unusual names to get that bit of extra attention. Of course, you know, there are plenty of normal, run-of-the-mill, everyday people like you and I who name their children with pretty wacky names, give their children pretty wacky names these days. Also, but I think you've got to remember that beyond being celebrities, you know, these are talented people, these are creative people. You look at, you know, someone like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin from Coldplay, when they were married, they named their children, or one of their children, Apple. You know, they're creative people, they're kind of out there, so it almost follows that they give their children unusual, creative and attention attracting names.
My producers and I were talking off air about these crazy names, especially something like Apple. When the child grows up into an adult, or even through school life, there's a chance they're going to get picked on with a name like that, and then into adulthood, like, oh, I'm just going to go out my mate Apple. You know what I mean? It's
oh, look, I think you're right. Although, if Jay-Z was my dad, I don't think anyone would be picking on me. But I had the same conversation with a friend of mine. You know, when the I feel sorry for sirs, teachers at school, because they'll be calling him sir, he'll be calling them sir, if it's a man. There'll be all sorts of confusion.
And if he's ever knighted?
Sorry?
If he ever got knighted, sir,
If he ever got knighted, it makes it incredibly difficult. But I think you're right, you know, assuming these, you know, there's kind of an assumption that the child of celebrity will in some way go on to become a celebrity themselves, but that's, you know, that's not always the case. Someone who has famous parents might just want to slip into everyday life, you know, quite anonymously. And that would be pretty difficult to do with names like Rumi and Sir.
Yeah, exactly.
And Ivy Blue.
Yeah, exactly.
As well. Their first child's name.
What about, do you think it's some sort of trend now that celebrities are doing this? Do you think we've come to that point?
You know, I think one of the really interesting things that we've seen here, and I certainly don't know how many other celebrity babies' names have been trademarked. I would suggest that this is probably not the first. But I was reading that the main reason they did that was to allow them to be able to produce merchandise around the children and around their names. So I think what we're seeing here is the kind of shift from, you know, being a family, being individual people, to kind of the Beyonce, Jay-Z family, the Carter family, sort of becoming an enormous global brand in the same way that, you know, the Kardashian / West family is. So I think that's a really interesting business move, and we're seeing sort of that commodification of individuality in celebrity culture more and more.
And what about the royals? So William and Kate, they've chosen Charlotte and George as the names of their children, which are they're obviously more traditional, more normal names. How do you think this compares?
I think the royals have probably got to run those names by the Queen and Prince Philip. So there'd be some pretty strict quality control there, I think. But, I mean, it's very interesting, you know, when you look at the comments that Prince Harry has made recently about, you know, essentially not wanting to be a royal and, you know, really trying to withdraw from public life and use whatever power and prestige he has for social good. I think there's an interesting sort of shift going on here that, you know, traditional royals, the British royals at least, seem to be playing a much more low-key role now. And that sort of role of, you know, royalty, people we look up to and admire, seems to be increasingly being taken over by celebrity.
Yeah, I agree. Jason, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
That's my pleasure, Joel.
It's a very interesting topic indeed.
Yes, yes it is. And I imagine in, you know, 5-10 years' time, we'll probably be seeing lots of Rumis and Sirs in school classrooms across the world.
You can almost guarantee it. Jason, thank you so much.
Thanks, Joel.
That was Dr. Jason Sternberg, Senior Lecturer in Journalism, Media and Communications at the Queensland University of Technology, discussing celebrity baby names and why we care so much.